Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, Tupac is back. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ryan. I have fallen off tremendously, particularly because of the topic I'm going to talk about today, which is laziness. Yes, laziness is the topic. It's an epidemic. I kid you not. It's all over. Just open your freaking eyeballs and you'll see it all around. And if you're like me, you're a very self-reflected person and you know it lives and breathes inside of you. This epidemic called laziness. Ryan, how come you didn't record a podcast? Because I'm fucking lazy, bro. Jesus, this shit was supposed to be easy. I'm over here thinking, yeah, man, I could totally do 2-3 episodes teaching people all the shit that I've learned and all the shit that I know. But fuck that. You know how long that shit takes? Instead, I'm going to go the lazy route and I'm going to do what I actually want to do with no regards to my listeners. And I'm just going to talk about whatever the fuck I want. It's just better that way. And I can be more consistent. Just whatever comes up. So today, it's fucking laziness. This is an epidemic, people. I struggle with it. You struggle with it. Don't you dare listen to me with those judgy ears, okay? Because I know. I know you're out there tossing and turning after 15 hours of sleep. Then waking up, complaining that you're still tired. I don't want to go to work today. Yeah, I'm talking to you. So don't even get on my case. Don't even try it, okay, buddy, miss, lady, sir, whatever you go by. Oh, you lazy as hell. And I'm going to rant the shit out of this topic. Because it has no significance. It's not going to improve your life whatsoever. But we all know what's out there. So, let me begin. In particular today, laziness. Oh, you know what I was thinking about today? It's like, when's a good time to call off work? Ever? I feel like I had all these answers when I was younger. Oh man, you know, I drank an entire bottle of JMO and I stood out till 4 o'clock in the morning and I didn't get bed till 6. And when I woke up today, because I was supposed to be at work at 4 p.m., I started puking and throwing up. Oh, drink water, Ryan. Eat these crackers, Ryan. Eat the bread, Ryan. And I'm eating and throwing up. Okay, I call off. Now that there is no partying, there is no booze, there is no drugs, there's none of those things. And now I'm like an animal, waking up early, going to bed early, feel like an old ass man. I remember asking my grandpa, why are you going to bed at 8 o'clock, dude? Why are you waking? Oh, you're waking up at 5. Why? Why are you starting the day so early? Now I totally get it, grandpa. I totally get it. We got shit to do. When there's no booze keeping you up, no drugs and no tail. I mean, what else is there to do? We're about to watch this show and shut it down. Wake up and do it all over again. So, when's a good time to call off of work? I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, honestly, the only time I call off is never. I schedule days off. You know, hey, I got this thing I gotta do. I got this doctor's appointment. I gotta see the dentist. You know, all these weird adult things. Gotta get a colonoscopy. I think I'm 10 years away from that, but I'm sure I'll schedule a day off for that, right? And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I mean, surely I have to be lazy in some capacity, but not lazy enough to just, nope, no work today. Not even going to do that. No, thank you. Because I decided a long time ago that I wasn't going to work in a place that just stresses me the hell out. Now, that's arguable, okay? Working retail, it's the fucking worst. It drives me insane, but it doesn't make me lazy. I mean, you wouldn't believe. I think there's 700 other individuals with the same title at other locations. And you wouldn't believe the amount of call-offs. Oh, what are you doing? What is so important that you have to keep sleeping and not make money? You know, it makes no sense. Anyways, I don't know. Maybe that's just a grumpy person in me, but it's just never a good idea, right? Because hey man, I got that extra hour of sleep. I'm actually not sick, but I'm gonna use the sick day, and I'm not gonna get any money. And if I do get money, it's like, man, what happens if you really get sick? You know, you play that one game of basketball, you roll that ankle, and then boom, game over. Now you're sitting, catching up on Sopranos, you know, for 2 weeks with a freaking cast on your leg. Now you're really making no money. So, anyways, why do I keep mentioning money? Well, money is like rules most of our lives. It buys every single thing that makes you happy. So to not have it is going to make you unhappy. So to not go to work, yes, it'll make you unhappy. Okay. I don't want to call any individuals out, but I know a couple individuals. And I'm going to keep saying the word individual because my lexicon is horrible. I know a couple individuals, same position. You're in charge of, you know, 20, 25 people. The world depends on you, it seems. And you're calling off work because you're sick. Dude, you're 24 years old. If you're 24, you're not sick. In football, we'd have this thing. Hey, are you injured or are you hurt? I think it came from a movie. Are you injured or are you hurt? If you're hurt, you keep playing. If you're injured, oh man, you got to see the doctor. You're going to be off. And basically, you're being a little bitch. You can play with a broken collarbone, Ryan. It's fine. Yes, true story. Playing with a broken collarbone. My collarbone is still broken. I haven't played in 12 years. I still played. I still function just fine. I wake up every day and I'm like, hey, why is my arm just severely out of place right now? Oh, yeah, it's that broken collarbone I had. Yep, not gonna call off work there. Just wait till the nerves come back and the numbness leaves right about 6 o'clock. So yeah, you know, I'm not gonna be calling off of that. But you know, let's not talk about other people's laziness. I'm gonna talk about my own laziness, okay? You know what really gets me? I even get mad at myself is when I just leave something in its place for way too long. I drink a cup of coffee in the morning. I can't put the coffee in the sink. That makes no sense. I have to keep it on the table. You know, half of the coffee is gone because I'm in a rush to go to work because, yeah, I'm too lazy to wake up any earlier than 2 hours before my shift. And yeah, I'm not going to leave an hour early. Why would I do that? No, I'm going to wait to the very last minute possible to leave to go to work, which I can't finish my coffee. And then I just waste half a pot of coffee every single day. Horrible. I know. See, this is that laziness. So, you know, I'm going to get home today and there's just going to be a cup of coffee and a half a pot of coffee just waiting for me to clean it up later. I do this to myself every day. Every single day I do this. And I have no idea why. Or the worst is I'll do a load of laundry and I put it in the dryer and I open up that dryer and I just look at that mountain of clothes. It's just staring at me, and I'm like, no, dude, I'm not even dealing. I don't even know why I wash these clothes. Now I got another. I just created another task for myself. I have to fold these clothes or hang them up. I just don't have enough energy or patience to do this. So what will happen? I'm gonna leave that entire load of laundry in the dryer and slowly pick out the clothes I want to wear when I want to wear them from the dryer. It's just one day at a time. All these clothes will be back in the hamper, and on goes the cycle of laziness. Like, it's ridiculous. Or my laziness is just to simply put my key on the key hooks by the door so you'll never forget where they are, right? This sounds simple, but for me, I'm just like, no, I gotta put it on this table that's not even close to the door, so that whenever I need my key, I'll have to search for it. I'm like, oh my God, where is that? You know, it's like a scavenger hunt. I tell myself, hey, this has got to be good for my memory, right? It has to be. But no, I have to leave things out of place for a certain amount of time, and then, only then, when I've just had it up to my ears, I can't find anything, I don't have anything to wear, you know, I'm on my, you know, last pair of socks, I'm like, okay, now today is cleaning day. And then half my day is gone, when I could have just been keeping up with it the entire time. I know, I have the worst problem. Thus why I can't have some sort of structured podcast, radio show that tells me, hey, you have to study X amount of hours so that you can put out all this content that teaches people how to live a better life. Hey, dude, if they're listening to me, it's not because they want a better life. It's because they want to make fun of me. I'm cool with that. But, you know, eventually, and, you know, here and there, you know, we might get a couple gems. But we'll see. We'll see. So hopefully your laziness is not as bad as mine. Although I don't think it's too bad. But, you know, don't be that person that's just always calling. Oh, what are you calling off for, dude? Dude, if your job is that bad where you have to pretend that you're sick, then you have a bad job. Hey, Brian, but hey, man, I make a lot of money here, bro. Hey, dude, you make a lot of money, but you're calling off a lot. Is it really a lot of money? Is it the money? You know, maybe you need to take a little less money and go do some freaking work. Do a little bit of work.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.